This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back in to Gwen and Chris. 301 out in San Diego. 401 here in Arizona. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. We have a little daily gamut. It's going to be an interesting one because none of us placed any bets, I can recall.
But don't worry.
We saved some money.
Exactly. None of us placed any bets, but I'm sure Scraby has put together something. I'm sure we have some bets for today, I assume.
We do, yes.
Can I ask you a question? Because I went ahead and looked in your Big Five. I didn't see it there, so I don't think I'm speaking on
you
a story.
You know what? Thank you so much for looking ahead, Tony, and making sure you're not stepping all over the Big
Boy, that sounded like something that was... That sounded like taking a shot at me.
I was just thanking my dear friend.
I wasn't taking a shot. I was just literally saying...
No, you weren't. He was.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
maybe Scraby. He was going... He said, thank you, Tony, for looking ahead. What he meant to say was, you know, Chris never does that. That's what he meant to
Man,
say.
Man, you do speak Scraby. You do.
I know what you're up to.
Did you guys see this craziness at Cam Newton's 7-on-7?
Yes, I have.
I've seen different versions of it. The one that I believe is the one that some people were giving him a hard time and trying to start a fight.
Yeah, no, they... So I read a little bit. I guess The Athletic has just put a story up on it to kind of give a little more details. But it sounds like he puts on a 7-on-7. Flag. I don't know if it's flag. I believe it's flag football. It's a big deal at that high school level. And I guess there was a heated game. I assume the team that lost, approach team, two coaches. They tried to jump. By the way, I just want to remind everybody, Cam Newton's about 6'7", 6'6".
Yeah, he's
probably
big.
Now he's probably about 260, 270.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
They tried to jump this man. There's three of them.
And it looked like seven, and he was still handling it.
He didn't even throw one punch. He was aware enough to know what was happening, who was looking, but he also had to protect himself. He was literally moving these dudes out of the way like they were kind of rag dolls. Like he had one like underneath his arm, like an old grandpa would have a grandson in. He had another one like stiff-armed away, and finally the police get there and they kind of break it up. But I bring it up to say this is the craziness in all facets, whether we're at a game, whether we're – this is the craziness that, you're dealing with now. This dude can't even put on a 7-on-7 that's for the community in which he lives without craziness like this happening. Yeah. I think it's bananas.
And number one, it's bad enough that he has to deal with that. Number two, he has to deal with that knowing that somebody elsewhere is filming it.
Without a doubt.
Right?
Without a
doubt. So if he does take a swing, even to protect himself, what are the headlines going to say?
Cam Newton
swings at somebody or, you know, throws a punch. So, yeah, I mean, congratulations for him to get out of this first unscathed, but also, you know, not looking bad, which is hard to do.
If your point was to try to make him look bad by jumping him, you all, joke's on you now, because all three of you guys got manhandled by one dude.
Huh. That away, Cam.
The people these days. I have about 7 years worth of daily gripes stored up from just my trip to the airport.
And guess what, Tony? I heard every one of them before the show today.
Oh my goodness.
I was like, I should have charged you by the hour for what I had to listen to before the show today.
I would gladly pay you my therapy fee you were serving as therapist.
Oh, my God. He got behind people who were slow at the airport, and one lady couldn't put her bag over the thing, and another guy stood in his way, and he hit his head, and
there
somebody
was a lady.
Too slow. I mean, it was endless, Tony, this guy.
And I know I'm not experiencing anything new, and I've flown plenty in my life, but I don't think it's ever bothered me as much as it has in the last couple years. But this lady, they weren't letting people bring their bag on the plane anymore to put it in the overhead bin, and she did not care. She just kept walking down the ramp, and the guy who was controlling the ramp goes, "If you keep going, I'm calling the security or calling the police." And she was like, "This is ridiculous. I want to take my bag." It's just, why are we acting so entitled?
Entitled. It's the airport. It might be like place number one to go. To see
the true behavior
of people, because it's probably the one place where I think outside of work where everybody is like kind of tight, uptight, and that is when people are at their worst, I think, and that goes for all of us, right? Like when you're uptight, that's when you're at risk of losing it.
Well, a person that honestly is told, there's no more room in the overhead bin.
That's amazing.
To check your bag. And the person just takes their bag and starts walking down the runway with the bag. Just totally not paying any attention.
Literally just walk past the guy who's like, "Hey, I mean, you can't go down there."
Honestly, I wouldn't. If I was the guy, I wouldn't even say I'm going to call security. I would just call security and have her just toss her off the plane. We don't need people like this in our society. This isn't even old person on the lawn stuff.
No, it's not.
This is just absolute disregard for any other human being except for yourself. Yep. And I mean, I can't imagine anything that drives me crazier than that.
You travel, I mean, Tony does travel a lot, but Tony's also not traveling like in the Southwest like
Chris
is sometimes.
But here's the thing is prior to getting to big leagues, that's how you travel.
True.
Traveling is so much easier if you just follow the rules.
The rules.
It's not difficult.
It isn't. Some people think the rules are only there to limit them, and the rules are not there for that reason. The rules are there so that all of us can hopefully travel together and peacefully and work it out.
Just follow the rules.
Some people just don't think those apply to them. And I mean, this lady who dragged her, I wasn't there, and I am really irked by this story.
I visibly, as she walked by, rolled my eyes as much as I possibly could. I think I hurt myself. I rolled my eyes so
hard. They almost got stuck up there.
They almost got stuck. They almost fell out of my head because of this. But she doesn't realize either, because all of us were talking in line, like making fun of her as she's doing the perp walk back. Yeah. And she doesn't realize that that's a major security issue. To be like, no, my bag's with me. I'm going on the plane with my bag.
We can't operate in the time anymore where you can just roll your bag with you, when they said you can't do it.
Like,
they got to think of the worst possible consequences. So guess what? We all gonna have to pay for it now.
Well, yeah, tune in for the next six gravy shows because I have full hours of just stuff.
If that's a peek into the content, oh man, you guys are gonna be in for a treat.
Oh my goodness, people are just losing their minds.
Everybody out there,
yes.
Oh yeah, this is on me. All right, let's get to the Daily Gambit.
Do you like money?
I think about money a lot.
Do you like money without doing anything?
Winning.
Do you want to make money while watching sports?
I think Washington is a mortal lock.
Washington! Woohoo!
If you answered yes, this is your segment. Just don't blame us when you lose.
Well, nothing is ever your fault.
It's your game. Take it.
Gwen and Chris go through the top bets of the day in The Daily Gambit on 97.3 The Fan.
Daily Gambit's our daily sports betting segment here on Gwen and Chris. Please, everybody, gamble responsibly. I was not here on Friday, so I did not do any bets. But did you guys know that one of the best sporting events of the year is happening in about 20 minutes? You guys didn't, because Capital One's The Match is back in 20 minutes. Who knew, everybody?
No one knew.
It's golf, Chris. You know that.
I don't.
But
The Match thing, what is that? Where they celebrities go out and...
Yes, it's a bunch of pro golfers this time. Rory McIlroy, which is a huge name for this, I gotta say, with some of the other people. Max Homa, Rose Zhang, and Lexi Thompson. Lexi Thompson is also a big name. Both those women are big names in the golf
world. So they're matching up the men and the women.
Correct.
Together.
Yes.
Oh, that's
This is The Match 9. Everybody.
9 of these they've had.
8 more than anybody really wanted.
I missed the last 7 then. What happened?
They did Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers summer. Yeah. I will never forget that first match. That was good stuff. And then the second match, I guess, was with Tom Brady and Peyton Manning and Tiger.
One of them was a big deal because, if I recall,
it was that one, the Tom Brady one.
It was the only event that took place during COVID.
Yeah,
that's right.
So everyone cared about it because it was like something, anything,
yes,
for us to watch.
So but the match is going on.
We no longer care about it now.
No, we definitely
so I don't.
Don't
really think you need to update us.
If you guys want to predict a hole in one, Max Homa and Rory McIlroy plus 15,000. Lexi Thompson, Rose Zhang plus 20,000.
Why are the women higher odds?
They must be playing. I don't know if they're playing separate tees, but they may have a more difficult hole.
Seems like a bit of some sexist odds.
I don't think that's what they were doing. But you could also. Okay, here's the other one I want to say, and then you guys can take it over because I'm stumbling all over my words. Welcome back, Matt Scraby. Would you rather hit a hole-in-one, Chris or Tony, or cash a parlay for $5,000? I will tell you my answer after you guys go.
Oh, I'd easily rather hit a hole-in-one. The $5,000 is going to come and go. I mean, it'd be fun to hit a parlay like that because there'd probably be 2 or 3 victories, but hole-in-one lasts a lifetime. I'd take the hole-in-one easily.
All right. Tony? Sees those 5K sitting right there in front of him. Is he going to grab it, or is he going to have the memory of a lifetime of
a hole-in-one?
I'm going
to take the 5K. Sorry.
Five stacks of high society for Tony Gwynn.
I'm taking the 5K. Sorry.
Oh.
I got 4 kids. They all got to go to college. Give me that 5K.
Oh, that's a good point. I guess if you want to take care of your kids, you should do that.
All right.
I would go hole-in-one, too. I mean, hole-in-one for me, I've played so much golf in my life, I've never had one. I feel like the odds are way more astronomically worse than... For a hole-in-one than hitting a parlay.
Not easy to do.
Anyway, real quick.
I mean, there's professional golfers on the tour that have never had a hole-in-one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, not everybody.
I mean, in competition, but, like, I don't know if they're in their regular life, but some have
never had one. I'd
imagine
there's a few guys that have never had one, even professionals.
I would agree with you. This hour,
you've got to have a lot of luck.
Brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Take it away, Chris.
Very good. Let's bet some stuff tonight. Let's get some money out there. If you hit all 6 of these, I think the payoff would be about $5,000. So let's see if anybody can do it.
Okay.
Let's start with the NBA tonight. The Boston Celtics are playing well, and they are the top team in the East. They're home to the Philadelphia 76ers. How the mighty have fallen without Joel Embiid. The Sixers are now A 12-point underdog to the Celtics.
Whoa.
In Boston tonight. Tony, I'll let you go first. You're our NBA expert. 12 points, a pretty big spread for an NBA game, but Sixers are no longer the same without Joel Embiid.
Give me Boston.
Boston minus 12. Give him 12.
Oh, man.
Scraby.
I'm going to go Boston.
Boston also.
Boston.
Boston.
12 doesn't seem like that much at home. Yeah. All right. I'll take Boston. I went back and forth on that one. I just feel like I'll take the Sixers and they'll be down like 30 at the end of the first quarter. Luka Doncic tonight is at Cleveland. Dallas at Cleveland. Doncic over under 32.5 points.
Wow.
Scraby.
I do know that Cleveland's
good. He is now
good.
The leading scorer in the league because Embiid does no longer qualifies.
Ah, that's sad for Embiid.
That is.
I know that
they
the Cavs
time
are good.
Out. This is for tomorrow?
Dunk, is it? Are they not playing tonight?
I think they play tomorrow.
Wait, let me see what I've got here. Uh-oh.
He's on my fantasy.
Oh, that's why.
You know what? Boston, all right.
Man, I was ready to go home and watch Boston in the 76ers.
I get the Scraby Award tonight. None of these games are tonight.
They're all tomorrow?
They're all tomorrow.
Do we want to save these for tomorrow since we're already at the end of our segment?
We've already bet on a couple of things. Now I'm worried that the college basketball I want to do is tomorrow, too. No, that's tonight.
Okay.
All right, we'll save Doncic for tomorrow. Save the Celtics for tomorrow. North Carolina home 14 over Miami of Florida.
Whew.
Jesse Agler's team in the Final Four last year, but they are really struggling right
soft.
Now. 15-13. North Carolina's 21-6.
I'm going to go.
North Carolina's ranked ninth. This game is indeed tonight, so we're ahead of the game this time.
I'm going to go.
Scraby.
I'm going to go North Carolina.
North Carolina. Minus
14.
14. Yeah. I took Miami last week against Duke, and they got their clock
shellacked
by like 30 at home. They're going to bounce back. I'll take Miami plus 14. That's a silly bet. Tony?
It is. Yeah, ain't no way. Give me the Milkman's alum.
The Milkman.
Karl Malone, where did he
Zach
go?
Zach Gallen.
Oh, Zach Gallen, where did he go?
Karl Malone was the mailman.
North Carolina, there we go.
Karl Malone was the mailman.
That's right, that's right, that's right, that's right.
Karl Malone was a man, he just delivered mail, not milk.
Yeah, I forgot. He's so much better as the Milkman, though.
He said Karl Malone as the Milkman.
TCU is 2.5 over Baylor tonight. Baylor is ranked 16th. TCU is not ranked, but the game is at TCU, and they're favored by 2.5. I saw Baylor the other day lose in overtime to Houston.
Houston.
And they're on the road, so I'm going to take TCU. It's tough to win on the road. I'll take TCU, give 2.5. Tony.
I can't take TCU because of Braden. Give me
team. Braden heard you take TCU. He'd never let you hear the end of it.
Mm-mm.
All right. Scraby, what about you?
Yeah, I can't do the Horned Frog sign.
Can't
so
do
I'm
the Horned Frog sign. You're going to do the
I
Baylor
I was
going
to try to
sign.
Do that all night if I picked TCU, but I can't, so I'm going to go Baylor.
Baylor for you. Women's basketball, two ranked teams in the Pac-12. UCLA, 6.5 over Colorado. Colorado lost to USC the other night on the first of their two-game trip to Southern California. The Pac-12 has been fantastic in women's basketball this year. They have six ranked teams in the Pac-12. So they're going out with a bang in women's basketball. I'm going to take Tony's turn.
You're going to take Tony's turn?
Yeah, I'm not going to jump out of turn here.
I'm confused as to what we're
doing. Yeah, are we talking men's or
no,
women's?
Okay. Women's basketball.
And the two teams are?
UCLA.
Okay.
And Colorado.
And okay. Who's favored?
UCLA is favored by 6.5.
All right,
Bruins,
thank you.
Give me the Buffaloes.
The Bruins are ranked 8th. The Buffaloes are ranked 13th.
Gotcha.
I think the Buffaloes will keep this game close.
Colorado, says Tony. Scraby?
You know, I'm going to go with UCLA.
UCLA.
UCLA for all those
points. You're
people.
A favorite better, I've noticed. You don't take the points all
well,
that often.
Everybody always it's tells okay. me to take the favorite.
Who does? Who's everybody?
Like the websites that I follow.
Okay. I'll take Colorado for sure. This should be a close game, I think.
All right.
I got one more in the NHL, but I'm worried that they're not really playing tonight. They are LA at Edmonton, Kings and the Red Hot Oilers. The Oilers have been sizzling for a long time. They have shot to the top of the standings. The Kings have off to a great start, but they have kind of been mediocre. Edmonton at home is favored by 1.5 goals over the LA Kings. This has got to be quite the road trip, by the way, going all the way to Edmonton, Alberta. Kings do it every year a bunch of times. Scraby, what do you think?
The Kings just hate me, so I'm going to go Oilers and hate them back.
Edmonton.
They do. They hate me. Every time I pick them, they lose.
Well, I'm going to pick them because you've been wrong every time.
Okay.
I'll take the Kings. Plus a goal and a half. Tony?
Tough you took the Kings?
I did.
Chris? I'm going to take the Kings, too.
Yeah. Go against Scraby.
Mm-hmm.
Always
mm-hmm.
a pretty good strategy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that was kind of a not the world's best Daily Gambit betting segment.
That's because we haven't been together. So
two of my bets are not going to take place till tomorrow.
I was really excited about Boston. I feel like I let everybody down tonight, but now I can't watch it because it's not on.
I got everybody riled up for that game, and now it's not going to happen.
All right, let's get to break. When we come back, Chris and I asked the question: why can't we have nice things anymore? Nah, you want to know what that means? You'll have to find out on the other side. More Gwen and Chris.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life. But that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's a nice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
3:25 is the time. Chris Hello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby, Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Just tuning in. Padres fell in the spring training action today, 7-4. To the Cleveland Guardians, the Aztecs put a big hurting on Fresno State Saturday night. You know, I didn't have anything to do Saturday night, so I was looking forward to watching the game. And the Aztecs beat them so bad that I was almost rooting a little for Fresno State just to get closer so that it was worth watching. But, you know, I mean, it was 22-4. And then the next I looked up, it was 40-10. And they went on and won the game by 32 points. So Impressive victory by the Aztecs. Jaden Ledee had his typical monster game. Aztecs lost one spot in the rankings, however, because they lost to Utah State last week. So the Aztecs come in at 20 in the nation this week, down one spot from 19. Houston is the new number one team. The Houston Cougars go into the top spot ahead of Purdue and UConn. I bring this up because nobody's talking about college basketball on the floor. Tony Gwynn Jr., they're talking about what happens after the game is over on the floor. This in the wake of Duke star Kyle Filipowski being injured when the Wake Forest fans stormed the court. I believe that game was Saturday afternoon. Filipowski, if you looked at the video, he really had no chance to get out of the way. He was right in the middle of the court when the game ended. And he took like one step. He got spun around. He got run into a couple of times. There was nowhere for him to go. He ended up getting helped off the court by his teammates because of a knee injury. So now people are up in arms. And you brought up the question, Tony. I mean, storming the court is fun. Or it sure looks fun. I've never actually done it.
Yeah.
But it looks like a lot of fun and students and the whole thing, and it's part of the tradition. But, I mean, how long can we have fun at the expense of people getting hurt?
We can't, right? And the thing I was really getting at is we've gone so many years without having, like, major issues at all of people getting hurt. And I don't know, it makes me think back. Like, I think back to it might have been Reggie Jackson. It might have been when he was in Oakland or Yankees. They stormed the field at one point, and you see him playing offense.
Yes,
getting out.
I've
not
seen
playing
that clip
defense.
Before. It was after it was actually after a home run that either
the other team hit. Right?
No, I think it was one that Chris Chambliss, his teammate, hit for the Yankees to win the 1976 pennant. Bottom of the ninth at Yankee Stadium, hit a home run in the last game, and they won. Reggie and everybody trying to get off the field, and it was, amazing clip.
Mayhem. He's not playing defense. He's playing offense, meaning he's taking the fight to the people coming in at him.
Oh, like, he steamrolled some fans coming off the field. He absolutely did.
And for a long time, I didn't understand why, but I understand now, because in a chaos like that, your only objective is to honestly get out healthy. This young man is could miss this next game. He's still pretty sore, according to reports I read. But it also makes me think, like, did there used to be some type of etiquette when you were storming the floor? Because we managed a whole lot of time without any major issue, any major injury. But it seems like, in the last month we had Caitlin Clark get kind of forearm shivered in the stomach.
Yeah.
We saw my man for Duke get hurt and people hurt. And it's just like, yo, at some point, either students, you guys, as you're storming the court, clearly it's not going to be in your hands at this point. It's going to be put in somebody else's hands to decide whether you're going to even be allowed. But I'm just saying, like, as a kid watching students storm the floor, I always thought, man, that would be pretty fun and sweet to do. Not thinking about somebody getting hurt, but now that's all I would be thinking about is someone actually getting hurt.
Yeah, Filipowski says he felt he was targeted. You know, like fans actually ran toward him.
I could see why he would feel that way.
Hoping to knock him down. He's kind of a big name player. I could certainly see how he could feel that way too. It's hard for me to believe that guys got organized on the court storming and said,
"Hey, this guy out right
here. There he is. He's right there. Let's get him." But maybe they did. Maybe the Wake Forest court stormers are really, really organized. But here's Jay Billis, college basketball analyst, and Jay's one of the best in the business. I'm curious as to what his thought is on this.
But the truth is, nothing's going to change now. We're going to talk about it. It's going to go away, and nothing's going to change. And if they wanted to stop it, they could stop it tomorrow. The administrators will tell you that security experts tell them that it's not a good idea to try to stop the court storming, that could cause more problems than it would solve. But you don't have to stop the court storming. One time, all you have to do is, once they're on the court, don't let them off. Just say you're all detained and give them all citations, or arrest them if you want to. And then court stormings will stop the next day. There's no accountability for this. The fans feel like it's an entitlement, and the universities like it, and the truth is we like it. Now, one last thing on this.
That was the one last thing right there. I always knew I loved Jay Billis. Handing out citations. I'd love to see that.
Everybody gets you storm the court, and now we're going to lock you on the court, not going to let you off.
That seems like
a dangerous idea, but I like Jay's way of thinking, at least.
Hey, Scrape, you know what that reminds me? You could probably relate to this because you're around my age. When I was in college, they would run like sting operations at certain parties where they would try to catch you with an MIP, meaning minor in possession. And so they let all these kids, they'd be sitting out there, and they let all these kids get into the house, and then they just basically surround the place, and there's no way of getting out of it without one of those tickets.
Wow.
That's what it reminds me
Thank goodness I went to college back in the golden days where we didn't care about that kind of stuff.
Because I
never checked an ID once in my entire life.
Does it surprise you that I tried to jump a fence one time and I couldn't get over?
I remember one time at State, I was late getting to one of those, and I certainly saved myself by being late. But yeah, man, they shackled up that whole house. Everybody was walking out.
I saw this. That's really funny. I saw this on social media, and I can't remember who put it out there, but. What court storming was reserved for massive upsets.
Right.
Not Wake Forest over Duke at home. That's not a court storming moment. It has to be like, I'm just pulling this up or saying this because it's the first thing that came to mind. Appalachian State beating Michigan years and years and years ago in football.
I'll say this, Scraby. I've always felt that about this as well. I do think Wake Forest now in 2024 qualifies as a major upset beating Duke. Now, maybe in the 90s, you know, Tim Duncan's era, that was a little bit different then. But you're right. Maybe it's that we're storming the court. Cause there was a time, maybe a couple years ago, where I started to feel like, man, we are storming the court for like a team that's like the 56th best team versus the, you know, the 24th best team. It's like, that's not that big of an upset, but. I don't know. I think it's about to all go to bed here shortly. I don't see it lasting.
You're going to let them continue it.
But how are they going
to? They may be able to let them continue it through this year. But my guess is this might be the last year we get a chance.
But really, how are they going to keep that?
I really don't know what they're
going to
do. They find a LSU student or LSU $100,000 after they stormed the court after a win over Kentucky.
Make it hurt more.
But who's that hurt? That doesn't hurt the kids storming the court.
Oh, if the university starts paying out of their pocket for all these things, they will find a way.
They'll start locking it down a little bit, won't they?
Kirk Kenny just texted me with a good point. He said, are there more incidents through court storming or the handshake line? Should we stop shaking hands after games? Because I've seen a lot of those lately. Like
we
fights.
Have seen a few of those. That is, I mean, again, maybe it's just that we all have social media now and we're reacting to everything. Whereas before these things would happen, we didn't have a platform to be like, did you see the storm courting? That was absolutely atrocious. Somebody's going to get hurt. And then that starts the whole train of everybody talking about it.
Yeah.
I don't know if things have changed that much, but certainly the platforms in which you could talk about it have, you know, they have changed the game for a lot of things.
I have a very, you know, probably I don't know. My thought on this is probably not shared by too many others, but I'm sorry for Filipowski. Caitlin Clark flopped. And honestly,
I knew that was going to happen at some
honestly,
point.
They storm the court maybe 25 times a year, 30 times a year. I don't think we should have to always overreact to one guy getting hurt.
I agree. I don't know that one guy.
I'm not happy he got hurt. One maybe is too many. But nobody died. Nothing awful happened. I feel bad this guy might miss a game. But I just feel better about. I know, but I don't know how else to say this. I hate the fact when one person gets hurt, that ends it for everybody for all times. That just seems like too much of an overreaction. So I don't know if anyone agrees with me on that because I might be on an island.
Brutus fan says he thinks he knows why. Conspiracy. Duke was embarrassed by Scraby's Wake Forest. Hashtag storm it. That's right. I was waiting for that storming of the court. I should be on their side with this whole thing.
I mean, the Aztecs stormed the court one night after beating New Mexico. Wasn't much of an upset, but they won the conference championship. I remember this game maybe 7-8 years ago.
I mean, it was basketball.
I mean, it was a great moment. And you know, I felt like nobody got hurt. And as Tony brought up, they've been storming the court for years. We don't really hear stories like Filipowski very often, once a year.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem like we have.
If that.
So I feel bad this guy got hurt, but I hope they don't eradicate it. But I think you're right. They probably will.
I don't know that Jay Billis has the best idea, though. Hey, to trap them on the court, I think that's
Jay.
Jay's what are they going to do, like mouse trap, where they just put a big cage down?
Jay's thinking outside the box for sure.
Oh right, my goodness, we're guys, way look at the time.
I was just about to ask: are we just starting a segment, or are we past the one?
No, we're trying to finish one, so we better finish it. Right?
Is it me or you?
It's me, and we are in a break.
Padres penthouse next.
Let's see if we can get this show back on the rails. What time is it? 4:45 here in the desert. 3:45 in San Diego. We've spent a lot of time kind of just having a good time. So we need to get back on track here. Before we do so, let's check some traffic and then some Padre pen pals on the other side.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the Pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. It's that season. Padres Pen Pal season. If you have any thoughts throughout the season, you can hit me up on X at Matt Scraby, Instagram. You can ask your questions there, or maybe even ask in the chat. And if I see it, I will try to take it down. But we have a couple today that are going to, I think, get your guys' brains working a little bit. Stuff that we necessarily haven't talked about. And so let's get started with this one. And this one's from me, guys. This one's actually a submission from myself.
Wait, what?
I saw something today in the game. Don and Mudd made their debut for the season, and the Padres and the Guardians were playing, but we talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't know where I've been. Joe Musgrove left the game in the first inning, came back to start the second inning, and Don and Mudd started talking about this rule a little bit, and Don asked Mudd if what he thinks about doing for the regular season. And Mudd said he's all for this. Now, I don't know if he's like 100% all in on this. But Chris, what do you think about the re-entry thing in the regular season for a starting pitcher?
I think that Tony Gwynn's scorebook would never recover. We've already discovered how difficult it can be when you've got spring training type substitutions in the fifth inning. Trying to keep a clean scorebook. You take a pitcher out, and then he comes back in, and then his stats. And I'm going to take a hard pass on this idea. I am.
Shocker. I didn't.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You're right, though, in a sense. I've been slow to, you know, buy into too many of the rules. I thought putting a runner on second base was the dumbest thing I ever heard until I saw it. I thought being able to throw over to first base only twice was even dumber. Until I saw it. I saw the pitch clock was dumber than all of them put together until I saw it. But this one would top them all. It just seems like way unfair. I mean, guy, you know, comes out of a game in the top of the third inning, and then do you have to bring him back the next inning?
Or can
he
pitch
the ninth inning? Yeah. I mean, no, this is way out of line. Please. It's been hard enough for me to accept all the changes as it is.
I don't think you're wrong on this one, Chris. Tony, what do you think about this whole re-entry thing?
I think it's stupid. I'm sorry, Don and Mud. This is a dumb you-know-what idea.
No, I don't know
For a bunch of different reasons, right? I mean, why are you allowed to not have to work out of the trouble that you've gotten yourself into by going to sit on the bench and having somebody else come? And then on top of that, you get to now come back out to start a clean inning the following inning. It seems unfair on so many different. And listen, there are all kinds of rules you can then make up to make it so that it's not as bad. Those runs still count for him. Whatever the case is, he can now pitch possibly longer, right? Mm-hmm. Because he would have maybe not have gotten out of that inning and had to come out Instead, he gets to kind of recharge, come back out. What if he's dealing in that at that point? That's a starter you could have had out the game. Yeah, no, this is a bonehead idea.
Well, I also think if you're concerned about injuries, this is a risky proposition.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know Joe Musgrove did it today in spring training, but I don't know that I'd want to make a habit of this, having my guy go out of the game and rest for a half an hour, then come back and start again.
That's the whole part of baseball, too. You can only use a pitcher once. That's part of the rules. You have to factor that into your strategy.
Well, the rules are a-changing, but not that one.
Yeah. All right. Next one. And real quick, if you love Mediterranean food like Chris does, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Still waiting on that, Chris, in studio. Thank you.
I know I'm supposed to bring you all some food, so we'll get that done.
So this person's writing in. So happy spring training is underway, and I get my Padres fix every day. I have to say I was pretty nervous about the team coming into this year, but I feel a bit better after seeing some of the bright spots of spring training. Seems like the strategy is going to be rely on the minor leaguers to get through the year. Tony, do you think this is a playoff formula?
Give it to me again. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying complete attention.
Thank you for being honest. This person says they have to say they were nervous about the team, but they've seen some bright spots here in spring training. It seems like the strategy this year is going to be rely on the minor leaguers to get through the year. Do you think this is a playoff formula?
I don't know that that is accurate in terms of relying on the minor leaguers. You're going to rely on the likes of Manny, Toddy, Ha-Sung, Joe, you know, the Bogarts, there's a bunch of people that you're going to be depending on before you get to the minor leaguers. I think there's a chance that you may have to count on some of them at times, for sure. I said this yesterday, or not yesterday, because we weren't on the show yesterday. I think I said it Friday. At some point, you do kind of have to see what you're working with, what you got. I mean, in order to sustain being good for you know, hopefully a long period of time. Young guys are going to have to come up. They're going to have to be productive. I don't think they're going to be asked to be the man. You know, I don't think that's the case at all. So I agree that, you know, this team has a chance to be super competitive and win some games. But I don't know that's going to be contingent on depending on the young guys.
Chris, do you think this is a playoff formula, depending on younger guys for the year?
What you laid out is probably not a playoff formula, right? If you're going to have to count on Jackson Merrill and Jacob Marcy to lead you to the playoffs, it's going to be a long season. You're going to need, as Tony said, the stars are going to have to align, and the stars are going to have to show up. But that said, you know, I think these young guys are going to play a part this year, and there's no reason that they can't play a part. They can contribute. They can come up with a couple of big hits, win some ball games. You know, hopefully they're not starting every day, because I don't know that I'm ready for anybody to jump from AA to the big leagues like this. But hopefully they all contribute. And that would be, if they do contribute, you know, in that regard, then that would be a winning formula.
That's icing on the cake.
Correct.
If you would like to go back and forth with Adam Klug in our YouTube chat, he's very upset. Or he said he used to hate the whole DH and the NL thing, but now he likes it. So, talking about changing rules and all that stuff. Because I don't know that Chris ever really hated that one to start with, right? That the NL needed a DH?
I hated it.
But you like it now.
For selfish reasons. I'd be okay if they decided to change it back, but I'm cool with it.
I liked it the way it was, but I haven't missed it that dramatically.
Yeah, that's what I'd probably go with, too.
I will never forget Ryan Weathers standing at the plate in that 16-inning Dodgers-Padres game, because he kept coming up with big situations, and
that's
I was like,
right.
We need a DH here.
They kept walking the guy in front of him to
just
face
to get
him.
To Ryan Weathers, and man, that was a long night. All right. Next one. Thanks for being my source of entertainment during my 90-minute drive home. Downtown San Diego to San Clemente can be rough, but you guys make it better. That is rough. I was thinking about this on one of my long drives home, but I haven't heard anyone talk about it. Ha-Sung Kim is going to be an absolute superstar in the Korea Games this year. Chris, do you think there is a ton of pressure for him to be great? How do you think he's going to respond to all of the fanfare next month?
Well, I think most of the pressure is going to probably be away from the game. I think the game will actually be his place to relax and focus on what he likes to do. I mean, he's going to be the face of this entire trip, or most of it. So I don't think it'll, you know, affect his game. He might go 0 for 8, but if he does, it's not going to be because he's in Korea. It's just because of baseball.
All right.
It's only two games.
Yeah,
so I think he'll enjoy the games. I think he really will. I think the rest of it's going to be a little bit more pressure on him to, you know, smile and be in a great mood and upbeat for, you know, a week or whatever long the guys are there.
He is going to be a superstar. Tony, what do you think? How do you think there's a ton of pressure for him to be great, and how do you think he's going to respond to all the fanfare?
I think he'll put a ton of pressure on himself. I'm sure he wants to go back to his home country and ball. I mean, so I think there will be pressure, but I think that'll be mainly pressure that Ha-Sung puts on himself. Because he is going to be, if not the main, one of the main attractions when we get down there or
also,
over there.
Yeah. Yes, Jacob on the chat said also Mr. Go. He's going to be heading home too. But Ha-Sung Kim is the guy. He's the guy.
Yeah.
All right, last one. And this one stems off of the baseball pant talk. I have a question about the all-too-revealing uniforms Major League Baseball is putting out there, and I hesitate to even write Scraby because I don't want to be called a Scarin. I don't know why you have to insult me after you say that you didn't know why you want to write me. I'm a dad of a six-year-old girl, and I don't want her seeing that stuff. I know. It doesn't harm her, but as a girl dad, I want to keep her away from that stuff for just a little bit longer. Tony, do you think Major League Baseball cares at all about this aspect of the situation?
That stuff. Do I think Major League Baseball cares about the element of young
kids
daughters
seeing,
having to...
Any kid seeing that.
I mean, it's their business to worry about little things like that because it can ultimately affect the bottom line. My guess is it's kind of all thrown in the same pot. Like, that's part of their worry along with the, you know, other issues that these sheer pants may cause. It's not a good rollout. I know that. And so hopefully they can get this situation fixed before opening day, but I have my doubts.
In the airport yesterday, I just pulled up one of the toilet seat covers, and I was like, hey, these are the Major League Baseball pants. Chris, what do you think? Do you think Major League Baseball cares about this
aspect?
I think
they should. I think Tony's right. They should. I mean, it extends to everyone. I mean, if parents want to keep their kids away from baseball, that's not what baseball wants.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
So,
all right, that's it for Padres Pen Pals. Thank you very much to everyone who wrote in. Again, if you want to get your question in, we do these weekly, so you can just find me on social media at Matt Scraby. Up next, Chris versus the fans for qualification in Las Vegas. I need to find out how many questions we have left because I should have checked earlier, so we'll see on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter. Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40... it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts. equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time to ask the experts, Padres fans.
I was hoping maybe you can bring a little insight into it.
Write us, tweet us, Facebook us, send a carrier pigeon for Chris. He thinks they're cute. Aww. Padres Pen Pals begins.
Hurt the pelota big time.
Now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right. It's that season. Padres Pen Pal season. If you have any thoughts throughout the season, you can hit me up on X, at Matt Scraby, Instagram. You can ask your questions there, or maybe even ask in the chat. And if I see it, I will try to take it down. But we have a couple today that are going to, I think, get your guys' brains working a little bit. Stuff that we necessarily haven't talked about. And so let's get started with this one. And this one's from me, guys. This one's actually a submission from myself.
Wait, what?
I saw something today in the game. Don and Mudd made their debut for the season, and the Padres and the Guardians were playing, but we talked about this a little bit earlier. I don't know where I've been. Joe Musgrove left the game in the first inning, came back to start the second inning, and Don and Mudd started talking about this rule a little bit, and Don asked Mudd if what he thinks about doing for the regular season. And Mudd said he's all for this. Now, I don't know how, I don't know if he's like 100% all in on this. But Chris, what do you think about the re-entry thing in the regular season for a starting pitcher?
I think that Tony Gwynn's scorebook would never recover. We've already discovered how difficult it can be when you've got spring training type substitutions in the fifth inning. Trying to keep a clean scorebook. You take a pitcher out, and then he comes back in, and then his stats. And I'm going to take a hard pass on this idea. I am.
Shocker. I didn't.
Well, I mean, I don't know. You're right, though, in a sense. I've been slow to, you know, buy into too many of the rules. I thought putting a runner on second base was the dumbest thing I ever heard until I saw it. I thought being able to throw over to first base only twice was even dumber. Until I saw it. I saw the pitch clock was dumber than all of them put together until I saw it. But this one would top them all. It just seems like way unfair. I mean, guy, you know, comes out of a game in the top of the third inning, and then you, what, do you have to bring him back the next inning?
If
or can
they
he pitch the ninth inning?
Yeah.
I mean, no, this is way out of line. Please, it's been hard enough for me to accept all the changes as it is.
I don't think you're wrong on this one, Chris. Tony, what do you think about this whole re-entry thing?
I think it's stupid. I'm sorry, Don and Mud. This is a dumb, you know what idea.
No, I don't know
for,
what.
Yeah, for a bunch of different reasons, right? I mean. Why are you allowed to not have to work out of the trouble that you've gotten yourself into by going to sit on the bench and having somebody else come in? And then, on top of that, you get to now come back out to start a clean inning the following inning. It seems unfair on so many different... And listen, there are all kinds of rules you can then make up to make it so that it's not as bad. Those runs still count for him. Whatever the case is, he can now pitch possibly longer, right? Mm-hmm. Because... he would have maybe not have gotten out of that inning and had to come out. Instead, he gets to kind of recharge, come back out. What if he's dealing in that, at that point? That's a starter you could have had out the game. Yeah, no, this is a bonehead idea.
Well, I also think if you're concerned about injuries, this is a risky proposition.
Yeah, absolutely.
I know Joe Musgrove did it today in spring training, but I don't know that I'd want to make a habit of this, having my guy go out of the game and rest for a half an hour, then come back and start again.
That's the whole part of baseball, too. You can only use a pitcher once. That's part of the rules. You have to factor that into your strategy.
Well, the rules are a-changing, but not that one.
Yeah. All right. Next one. And real quick, if you love Mediterranean food like Chris does, try Spiro's for authentic Mediterranean cuisine in Coronado or La Jolla. For dining or takeout options, visit spiroscuisine.com. Still waiting on that, Chris, in studio. Thank you.
I know I'm supposed to bring you all some food, so we'll get that done.
So this person is writing in. So happy spring training is underway, and I get my Padres fix every day. I have to say I was pretty nervous about the team coming into this year, but I feel a bit better after seeing some of the bright spots of spring training. Seems like the strategy is going to be rely on the minor leaguers to get through the year. Tony, do you think this is a playoff formula?
Give it to me again. I'm sorry, I wasn't paying complete attention.
Thank you for being honest. This person says they have to say they were nervous about the team, but they've seen some bright spots here in spring training. It seems like the strategy this year is going to be rely on the minor leaguers to get through the year. Do you think this is a playoff formula?
I don't know that that is accurate in terms of relying on the minor leaguers. You're going to rely on the likes of Manny, Toddy, Ha-Sung, Joe, you know, the Bogarts, there's a bunch of people that you're going to be depending on before you get to the minor leaguers. I think there's a chance that you may have to count on some of them at times, for sure. I said this yesterday, or not yesterday because we weren't on the show yesterday. I think I said it Friday. At some point, you do kind of have to see what you're working with, what you got. I mean, in order to sustain being good for you know, hopefully a long period of time. Young guys are going to have to come up. They're going to have to be productive. I don't think they're going to be asked to be the man. You know, I don't think that's the case at all. So I agree that, you know, this team has a chance to be super competitive and win some games. But I don't know that that's going to be contingent on depending on the young guys.
Chris, do you think this is a playoff formula, depending on younger guys for the year?
What you laid out is probably not a playoff formula, right? If you're going to have to count on Jackson Merrill and Jacob Marcy to lead you to the playoffs, it's going to be a long season. You're going to need, as Tony said, the stars are going to have to align, and the stars are going to have to show up. But that said, you know, I think these young guys are going to play a part this year, and there's no reason that they can't play a part. They can contribute. They can come up with a couple of big hits, win some ball games. You know, hopefully they're not starting every day, because I don't know that I'm ready for anybody to jump from Double A to the big leagues like this. But hopefully they all contribute. And that would be, if they do contribute, you know, in that regard, then that would be a winning formula.
That's icing on the cake.
Correct.
If you would like to go back and forth with Adam Klug in our YouTube chat, he's very upset. Or he said he used to hate the whole DH and the NL thing, but now he likes it. So, talking about changing rules and all that stuff. Because I don't know that Chris ever really hated that one to start with, right? That the NL needed a DH?
I hated it.
But
for
you like
selfish
it now.
Reasons. I'd be okay if they decided to change it back, but I'm cool with it.
I liked it the way it was, but I haven't missed it that dramatically.
Yeah, that's what I'd probably go with, too.
I will never forget Ryan Weathers standing at the plate in that 16-inning Dodgers-Padres game, because he kept coming up with big situations, and
that's
I was like,
right.
We need a DH here.
They kept walking the guy in front of him to
just
face
to get
him.
To Ryan Weathers, and man, that was a long night. All right. Next one. Thanks for being my source of entertainment during my 90-minute drive home. Downtown San Diego to San Clemente can be rough, but you guys make it better. That is rough. I was thinking about this on one of my long drives home, but I haven't heard anyone talk about it. Ha-Sung Kim is going to be an absolute superstar in the Korea Games this year. Chris, do you think there is a ton of pressure for him to be great? How do you think he's going to respond to all of the fanfare next month?
Well, I think most of the pressure is going to probably be away from the game. I think the game will actually be his place to relax and focus on what he likes to do. I mean, he's going to be the face of this entire trip, or most of it. So I don't think it'll, you know, affect his game. He might go 0 for 8, but if he does, it's not going to be because he's in Korea. It's just because of baseball.
All right.
It's only two games.
Yeah,
so I think he'll enjoy the games. I think he really will. I think the rest of it's going to be a little bit more pressure on him to, you know, smile and be in a great mood and upbeat for, you know, a week or whatever long you guys are there.
He is going to be a superstar. Tony, what do you think? How do you think there's a ton of pressure for him to be great, and how do you think he's going to respond to all the fanfare?
I think he'll put a ton of pressure on himself. I'm sure he wants to go back to his home country and ball. I mean, so I think there will be pressure, but I think that'll be mainly pressure that Ha-Sung puts on himself, because he is going to be, if not the main, one of the main attractions when we get down there or
also,
over there.
Yeah. Yes, Jacob on the chat said also Mr. Go. He's going to be heading home too, but Ha-Sung Kim is the guy. He's the guy.
Yeah.
All right, last one. And this one stems off of the baseball pant talk. I have a question about the all-too-revealing uniforms Major League Baseball is putting out there, and I hesitate to even write Scraby because I don't want to be called a Scarin. I don't know why you have to insult me after you say that you didn't know why you want to write me. I'm a dad of a six-year-old girl, and I don't want her seeing that stuff. I know. It doesn't harm her, but as a girl dad, I want to keep her away from that stuff for just a little bit longer. Tony, do you think Major League Baseball cares at all about this aspect of the situation?
That stuff. Do I think Major League Baseball cares about the element of young
kids
daughters
seeing,
having to...
Any kid seeing that.
I mean, it's their business to worry about little things like that because it can ultimately affect the bottom line. My guess is it's kind of all thrown in the same pot. Like, that's part of their worry along with the, you know, other issues that these sheer pants may cause. It's not a good rollout. I know that. And so hopefully they can get this situation fixed before opening day, but I have my doubts.
In the airport yesterday, I just pulled up one of the toilet seat covers, and I was like, hey, these are the Major League Baseball pants. Chris, what do you think? Do you think Major League Baseball cares about this
aspect?
I think
they should. I think Tony's right. They should. I mean, it extends to everyone. I mean, if parents want to keep their kids away from baseball, that's not what baseball wants.
Yeah,
right.
Definitely.
So,
all right, that's it for Padres Pen Pals. Thank you very much to everyone who wrote in. Again, if you want to get your question in, we do these weekly, so you can just find me on social media at Matt Scraby. Up next, Chris versus the fans for qualification in Las Vegas. I need to find out how many questions we have left because I should have checked earlier, so we'll see. On the other side.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.